we desire, then be our best potential. Welcome to Manifestation Therapy's podcast.
Hi, and welcome to Manifestation Therapy podcast. My name is Judy, and I am hoping today to talk to you about the history and symbolism of the dream catcher and connecting it to manifestation and the law of divine oneness. So this blog post is going to detail some of the history of the dream catcher. This is a dream catcher for those of you that are watching on YouTube, and how it can be symbolic of the intricate web of manifestation and the universal principle, specifically of the law of divine oneness, although I think it could probably be used for almost all of the universal principles. So to get there first, let's look at what the dream catcher is symbolic of and what is a web. So it's based on a spider web. A spider web is a powerful symbol in various aspects of life, spirituality, and the universe. At its core, a spider web represents interconnection, creativity, patience, and the delicate balance between strength and fragility. The meticulous weaving of a web by the spider demonstrates the intricate and intentional process of creation, mirroring the way we can weave our own realities through our thoughts and actions. The process of a spider weaving its web is a beautiful analogy for the universal principles in manifestation. Just as a spider, and by the way, I'm not a spider person, but just as a spider carefully constructs its web with intention and purpose, we can create our realities by focusing our thoughts, emotions, setting clear intentions, and taking deliberate action. So each strand of a web represents a step in the process of manifestation or creation. It illustrates how our individual efforts come together to form a cohesive and functional whole. So a spider starts with a vision of the web it needs to create. And similarly, in manifestation therapy, we begin with our clients to create a clear intention or goals that we want to achieve. We understand the picture of what is needed through assessment. We set up goals that are desired. And from that, we begin to create intentional action to reach the full potential and healing that is required. So a spider, in weaving its web, acts as the creator, symbolizing creative forces of the universe. This act of creation is a manifestation of divine energy. It shows how each thread and connection within the web is an expression of the universal source. The web's design, with its countless potential patterns and connections, represents the infinite possibilities within the universe. Even the outside part is the basis of divine source. It's connected, and that's how it holds its strength. The law of divine oneness implies that within this interconnected reality, there are endless opportunities for creation, growth, and transformation. Each intersection of the web is a point of potential, much like how each point or moment in our lives holds the possibility for a new experience and growth. So building a web takes time and patience, reflecting the need for persistence and resiliency in healing and the manifestation journey for so many. What we have as dreams require consistent effort and trust in a process. A web is designed to catch prey, symbolizing how we attract opportunities and synchronicities and experiences that are aligned with our goals. The spider web is also symbolic of a connection to the divine source. As I said, it connects on its outer, and that's what's where its strength is. The center of the web, like in the dream catcher, can be seen as the divine source or the origin of creation, from which all life radiates and interconnects. Each thread of the web represents a pathway or a connection to the divine, emphasizing the idea that all aspects of life are interconnected and originate from the same source. The spider web represents the law of divine oneness in its connection to source, to all life in the synchronicity of connecting as a unified whole. The law of divine oneness teaches us that all elements of the universe are interconnected. Each part of a spider web is essential for strength and functionality of the whole web. We are all connected. If there is a part of the web that is disturbed, then the entire structure may feel the impact. So if you look here, this part has been weakened and it influences the parts around it. This interconnectedness means that we do to others what we ultimately do to ourselves, which emphasizes the importance of compassion and empathy. And if we look at it internally, if part of us is having these negative thoughts, it's going to create a ripple effect of our emotions and what we experience in our body. It can even lead to illness. The spider web functions as a safety net and captures what is necessary and allows what is not necessary to pass through. So this can be seen as a metaphor for how the universe supports us, providing what we needed for growing and well-being while filtering out the negative influences. And I don't mean that no negativity is going to happen, because sometimes what we need is a negative experience. The law of divine oneness emphasizes that we are all supported by the universal web of life. And by trusting in this interconnected support system, we can find greater peace and fulfillment. We can reach our potential. So taking the spider web and putting it into the dream catcher, because really a dream catcher is based on spider webs, helps to kind of have an actual visual with that circle holding it together, right? So a dream catcher is a circular object. It's often interlaced, usually with leather or thread, in form of a web. Often it's got dangling strips that hang down with beads or feathers that hang beneath. Sometimes there's actual beading in the web itself as well. And it's mainly seen through North America cultures for indigenous populations. There's some sort of symbolism in many, many other cultures to ward off negativity. For example, in North Africa, in the Middle East, there's the Hamsa hand amulet, which symbolizes the hand of God and provides protection against the evil eye to bring good fortune. In the Mediterranean and the Middle East, many cultures use the evil eye talismans to protect from negative energy and misfortune. In the Chinese culture, they have the Fu symbols, which are used to attract good luck and ward off evil. There are also European cultures, and they have small pillows that they fill with aromatic herbs that promote restful sleep and pleasant dreaming. My own kids each have a dream catcher hanging in their room near their beds. And I've explained to them that these are pretty little webs and they catch all the bad dreams that may come in the night or those spooky shadows that turn them into positive dreams and protection. Help them feel better. So the Chippewa, the Ojibwe, and the Lakota cultures are the believed birthplace of the dream catcher. They talk about delicate hoops that are often adorned with woven nets. They have feathers and beads, and they hold deep cultural significance for the native population. The Ojibwe people often credit the creation of the dream catcher through a spiritual leader, Asib Ekashi, known as the Spider Woman. This woman was said to protect the tribe by weaving webs over the children's beds to capture the bad dreams and allow good dreams to pass through. But as the tribe spread across North America, it began to become difficult for Asib Ekashi to continue her protective duties. So the women of the tribe began to create dream catchers that represented this protective spirit, and they could travel with them. And then there's the Lakota people, and they have their own interpretation of the dream catcher, which is similar, but also the opposite. This legend tells of a spiritual leader who had a vision of Iktomi, the great trickster and teacher spirit, and he came in the form of a spider. Iktomi spoke of the cycles of life, of weaving a web while he spoke, and the web with its hole in the center was meant to catch good ideas and dreams, while the bad ones would pass through the hole and just disappear. Both are very similar, and both base the dream catcher on a web of a spider and the good and bad. So dream catchers are traditionally made from a wooden hoop. I think this one is metal that I have here. Traditionally, it was made with willow, onto which a net or a web was woven using natural fibers like leather or thread. Feathers and beads are often added as decorations. I have seen dream catchers made from leather, thread, yarn, even paper and crochet these days. The shape of the circle symbolizes the unity and the cycle of life. Feathers represent, I don't have any feathers on here, but they represent breath or air, essential elements for life. And the beads or other adornments incorporated into the web are believed to hold the dreams that are caught during the night. Originally, dream catchers were attached above cradles of newborns or to the headbed boards of children's beds. But over the years, adults often use them, and they actually are even seen like hanging in people's rearview mirrors these days in the cars, you know, instead of dice. So the law of divine oneness states that everything is interconnected. Every thought, action, and event is inextricably linked to everything else. So we talked about the spider web and how it beautifully illustrates this principle through its intricate design. Well, let's go further to use the dream catcher and its perfectly encircled web. So the web structure shows that even the smallest, seemingly insignificant parts are part of the whole and affect it. This reflects the idea that every individual, no matter how small or insignificant they may feel, plays a crucial role in the grand tapestry of life, and how every thought we have, every emotion we experience, everything in our bodies, all play an influential role on who we are as a whole and where we're going with our potential. And in relation with the law of divine oneness, the impact of these weaker areas, or the negative thoughts and negative patterns, affect parts of the entire system by ripple effects through the whole. So it reminds us how each part is important, no matter the strength it seems to be, no matter the size. If one part of the web begins to tear, this entire webbing would probably fall apart, or at least shift and change. The web as a whole can be seen as a reflection of the divine source, which is the circle that encases the webbing. Every part of the universe is an expression of the divine. Every part of the web is an expression of the circle whole. This reinforces the concept that by recognizing our interconnectedness, we can align ourselves more closely with the divine source and universal flow of energy. We can become more positive the more positive we allow to either be captured or to come through to us. We are all connected to the greater source and to each other. So each web within represents each of us in the bigger whole, and each web within can also represent each thought and emotion that we're having. I'm not saying it's bad. I hate those words, bad and good, but I'm not saying it's negative to have those negative thoughts. But what it is allowing the negative thought to be processed instead of becoming stuck, right? So if you're a visual learner, the dream catcher is a perfect example of how to understand the law of divine oneness and how to relay this law to your place in the universe, or how your own system is its own interconnection of thoughts, feelings, and somatic experiences to lead the action into behavior. The history and the symbolism of a dream catcher offers profound insights into principles of manifestation and the law of divine oneness. By understanding and embracing these lessons, we can align ourselves more closely with the universal flow and create a life that reflects our deepest desires and highest potential. We honor the traditions from which dream catchers originate, and we also learn to weave our own webs of reality, connecting with the divine source and the intricate tapestry of life. So, have those positive thoughts, release the negative ones as they come, feel better emotionally, have better thoughts, and feel better in your body. You will feel more connected and you will attract better too. So this has been another podcast by Manifestation Therapy. I'm hoping to have some guests on pretty soon and get in a flow of more regular releases. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate. info@manifestationtherapy.com. Check out my website, www.manifestationtherapy.com, and check me out on Insta, Manifestation Therapy. Universal principles in support of practice, be your best potential. Bye.